No telling how many others had come in and told him, you know, Jack, it might not be a good idea to be smoking in here with all this paint in here. I've been smoking around this stuff for years. Ain't no big deal. You know, why don't you just quit smoking, period? It's hard on your lungs. I've smoked for 30 years, 3 packs a day. It ain't hurt me yet. And then he's down with emphysema and can't breathe. You know anybody like that? Yeah, my own dad was like that. My own dad. You know, he was a smoker. He smoked all his life. Well, I tried to get him to quit. Grandkids tried to get him to quit, but he never would. He never quit smoking. But he had to have lung surgery and everything else. You know, when it come to that, Dad wasn't too smart. You know, he listened to the wrong voice. You know, and it made the last few years of his life very miserable. Very. He suffered tremendously with that emphysema, all because of all that smoking. He didn't have to go there. He had a choice. But that's just like when my dad was young, Cheryl said her daddy, he was young back in those days. In fact, one of the places she said her daddy went to work, they paid him a little bit of money and a pack of cigarettes a week. That was his pay. A dollar a day and a pack of cigarettes. I mean, a carton of cigarettes a week. So he got started smoking. Yeah, her daddy smoked too, see, just like mine. So anyway, but it says, wise people treasure knowledge. Boy, do I treasure knowledge. It is the most wonderful thing I think about today. I mean, Cheryl and I went, like I said a while ago, we flew down to Temple, Belton to go to that reunion or to that graduation. And coming back at low altitude because of the clouds, it was extremely hot and extremely bumpy and everything else. And my 421 has an air conditioner in it, but it doesn't cool very well. And so I thought, well, we get back, I'll check it, put a little more Freon in it. Dave and I went out yesterday, put a little more Freon in it, and it still don't cool right. So today I went out there and I pulled everything out of that system. I got the evaporator out of the floor. I got it all tore apart. I got the back. I combed the fins in that thing. And when I get through with that thing, a guy, one of the older guys there that's a little older than me working on his little airplane, he come up here and he said, what are you doing? I said, I'm working on the air conditioner. He said, man, do you know what you're doing on that air conditioner? I said, yes, sir. I know what I'm doing on air conditioning. I have worked on a few. I have designed a few. I have built a few. I said, I guarantee when I get through this air conditioner, it'll work. He said, well, what if you need a part? I said, that airplane's an old airplane. Maybe you won't be able to buy a part. I said, don't worry. If I can't buy the part, I can make the part. There ain't nothing on that airplane, on that system, that I can't duplicate or build myself. I know something I can swap out. How did I learn all that stuff? I went to some very good schools, and then I got many years of experience working and designing those systems and putting them in all over the country. Hey, I'm going to make that air conditioner work good. It's going to work better when I get through with it than it probably ever worked in its life. Why? Because I got that understanding. I got that knowledge. I got that wisdom that God has given me. And I prayed over it, so I know I'm going to fix it. You know, it can't fail. And then, of course, when I go, everybody that goes with a nice, cool airplane is going to be happy. They're all going to be happy, you know, especially my wife. She loves air conditioning. But people with understanding, wise words come from the lips of people with understanding, but fools will be punished with a rod. Wise people treasure knowledge, but the babbling of a fool invites trouble. Now, when it says there that wise people treasure knowledge, I remember some of the men I worked with in the business world. Let's say, for instance, we get into an area of refrigeration and we'll start talking about something and one of the men will say, well, Thurman, I used to know that, but, you know, I've forgotten so much of the stuff since I haven't used it. I said, I just forget it. I said, your words are wrong. You should say, I'll never forget it. Once I learn something about something, refrigeration, I don't want to ever forget it. I want it to be there forever. You never know 30 years now when you may need that knowledge again, right, Keith? Right. So you don't want to say, well, I've done that now. I probably won't never use that again. Let's just forget that. No. If it was knowledge and understanding, I want it locked in my memory circuits forever. I treasure that knowledge. all the knowledge I've learned on all those things. I treasure that knowledge. I love to be able to build and design or do anything I want to do. You know, I love 40 years ago when I was flying commercially, and I didn't fly for 40 years. I loved it when I could still just step right over and get in another airplane and fly. In fact, when we went to Branson, I got tickled at Nancy. We're talking about going up there to have a few days, and she said, well, it's about an 8 to a 10-hour drive to Branson. I said, well, we'll go on the airplane. She said, how long does it take? I said, an hour and a half. She couldn't believe it. But we got in the airplane about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes later. We landed at Branson, didn't we? Beautiful day that day. We went up there. We got way up where it was high and clear, and it was perfect. And, of course, she was back in the back, and since it was clear and we had all this stuff in Ty, he was learning. So he was sitting up front with me, and we're going over stuff, and we're looking at radios, looking at charts, and doing all this stuff. And Nancy's up there saying, is anybody flying this airplane? Do they know what they're doing? But in a few minutes, we landed at Branson, didn't we? So obviously, we didn't know what we were doing. Now then, all of that treasure of knowledge that I'd gained way back there, I didn't forget it. I kept it there. And of course, I like to refresh it and bring it up because I don't ever want to forget anything. I want to know how to do everything. Isn't that what we want to do? Sure. We want to be able to, as men especially, we want to know how to accomplish anything. You know, we want to be able to fix stuff, build stuff, everything around our house. We don't have to call a plumber out to do a little tiny job that's cost us $500 when we could have fixed it ourselves for $5. You know, you don't want to do that. But everybody don't have that knowledge. They haven't experienced that. They've never learned it. So they can't go beyond knowledge. But if you've ever experienced this knowledge in these areas, don't ever forget it. You know, treasure it. Lock it up in your memory circuits. Say, I want it forever, Lord. I'm never going to forget anything. I want to keep it in there forever. And that's what we should say. That's our words. Wise people treasure knowledge, but the babbling of a fool invites trouble. Next verses. The wealth of the rich is their fortress. The wealth of the rich is their fortress. The poverty of the poor is their calamity. Do you know the Lord told us in His Word that we would forever have the poor? But do you know, in America, you don't have to be poor. You know that? I'm not what you would call a wealthy man by some people's standards. But I was raised up in a home with a dad that had a third grade education. My mother graduated from high school. And that's all of schooling that we had. My sister was the first one that went to college and got her master's degree. She did get an education. And I've been going to school. When I got out of high school, Dad said, son, you want to go to school? I said, absolutely not. I ain't never going to school another day in my life. It's over. I've had 12 years of school, and I'm finished with school. Little did I know I was never going to get out of school. God was going to put me through the test. And so I've been in schools all of my life, ever since. It's amazing the years that I've been in school and what I've learned. And now then I treasure all of that knowledge. I asked my sister when she graduated with her master's, I said, what did you learn, sis? I said, you must know so many things, it's just unbelievable. She said, I now know how little I know. That was her answer. She said, there's so many things to learn. Well, of course, now I know that's true, too. You know, I've studied and I know how many things there is that I don't know. But the wealth of the rich is their fortress. Is it nice to obey God and to serve Him, go to church and tithe and do the things the King says and walk holy before Him and watch Him bless your life so you come to the end of your life, you're healthy, your home is paid for, your cars are paid for, you got money in the bank and you got savings and you don't have to worry about where tomorrow's meal is coming from. Is that a good place to be? That's a good place to be. Now, you don't have to be worth $5 million to be blessed, do you? I mean, but did you know there's a lot of people that have not done what God says, although some of them have gone to church, some, but they get to be retirement age, 65 or 70, and they don't have any income. They're living in a house. They're still making high dollar payments on, still owe another 10 or 15 years on the house. They still owe on two cars, and nothing they have is paid for. And they only got enough money in the bank to make maybe a couple of months worth of payments. And after that, it's done. You're done. That's a bad place to be. But that's better than not having the money to make this month's payments. You know. But if you'll do what God says, this book cannot lie. This book says the wealth of the rich is their fortress. You know, it's nice to be blessed, isn't it? It's nice to have a good job, you know, money in the bank. If you're still young and still working, don't foolishly spend all your money. Invest some of it somewhere, you know, do something with it. Don't, if you get $1,000 this week, don't go out and spend $1,300. A lot of people do that, you know. And then whenever they look, you look at them and you say, well, I've got this $50,000 credit card debt and it's costing me 30% a month. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, you shouldn't have never went there. Who was it that was in control of spending on that card? You. That's absolutely right. I'm telling you, if I don't have the money in the bank, it don't get spent. I am what they call tight. Stingy. No, I'm not stingy. I give to lots of people. I really do. But I am very thrifty with my money. I don't wastefully throw it away. I never have. I believe that's why I'm where I am today, Joseph. Because I have tried my best to be very thrifty with everything. And I've never been...
That's what God expects of us.
I think you're absolutely right. I believe that's what He expects of us. To be, you know, good stewards of what He gives us. You're right. I believe that too. But He says, the earnings of the godly enhance their lives. Yes, it does. That's absolutely right. The earning of the godly enhance their lives, but evil people squander their money on sin. Well, we know a lot of them that do that, don't we?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.